Welcome and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
What a nice group we have here, keeping each other warm on a cold night. So welcome to all. And any religious school students who are here tonight, know that because we are in the Jewish month of Adar, our tradition teaches us that we have to be... That didn't sound like a student. Come on, students! Students, we've been over this multiple times. We are in the Jewish month of Adar, TBS Religious School, so we have to be... Happy! That was great! They're brilliant, every one of them. So, that is perfect for tonight, because we have Simchas galore. Simchas are happy Jewish occasions, or happy occasions of any kind, actually. So, we welcome to our side rows over here, the Hinman and Zuckerman clan, who are here because Stuart, who grew up, all you religious school students out there, he was once you. Right, started at pre-K, I'm sure you're out on the wall somewhere, and all the way, and confirmation, and all the way through. And we're very, very happy to be able to celebrate with them their upcoming wedding. So welcome to also Mazel Tov to our members, Philippa Hinman, Michael Van Gelder, and welcome to all of you who are here for this wonderful occasion. We wish you Mazel Tov. So, it's been a few years, but once Stuart Hinman sat in that front row awaiting his bar mitzvah weekend. Do you remember? Ah. But now Josh Barzilai occupies that seat. He is the man of the weekend, the bar mitzvah of the weekend, and we wish Mazel Tov to him, to his parents, Melina and Peter, his sister Elsa, all of you. What a big entourage you have with you tonight. You will all be amazed by how wonderful the service is going to be tomorrow, and you will all be very proud to be related to this very bright and very competent and very good-hearted young man who is soon to become a Jewish spiritual adult. So, Mazel Tov to all of you. And with any luck, Josh, a few years down the road, you'll be sitting over on the side with your fiance before your Jewish wedding. But we can get through your bar mitzvah first, and then we'll worry about that. One at a time, that is a good philosophy. Where are our fabulous fourth graders? Woo! Oh, lots and lots of fourth graders. You are going to help lead a couple of songs tonight and thereby bring more joy to our joyous service tonight. We know that there are members and visitors here this evening who are praying for someone who is ill, here to remember a loved one who is no longer with us. We welcome all of you, no matter what draws you here this evening. We hope this service will be a reminder of the joy and blessings of life, even when times are difficult. So whatever brings you here, Shabbat Shalom and welcome. And we continue as we welcome the Shabbat angels into our midst. Shalom Aleichem, page 5.
Oh,
And we thank Rob for going solo tonight and as Rachel recovers, and thank you very much. Candles. We have three generations of Josh's family coming up for candlelighting tonight. On page six, we have Josh, we have his mom, Melina, we have Jack and Susan Solberg. Candlelighting, page six.
Shabbat is the most important day of our lives. We welcome Shabbat with our preparations by putting out the candles and the wine and taking the time to get or bake a challah. Shabbat comes alive in our families when we are home. Shabbat is alive with joy and community when we come into our sanctuary and kindle our lights, share our prayers, and sing our songs to God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kidshanu b'mitzvotah, v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbat. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who makes us holy with your mitzvot and commands us to kindle the lights of Shabbat.
Baruch atah.
Please rise for Baruch Hu, page 8.
La
la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la la
la la.
God, I thank you. You created this world full of beauty and love, peace and wonder, life and hope. You formed morning, evening, the sun and the moon, the water that I drink, and the fresh air that I breathe. You created me, my mind, my heart, my spirit. For all of this, for all of your creations, I thank you and praise you, God. Baruch atah Adonai, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bidvaro ma'ariv aravim. Blessed are you, Adonai our God, ruler of the universe, who brings on the evening. The bottom of page 10. Long ago, God told the Jewish people to listen. We listened to God's words and we wrote down what we heard in our Torah. Love God with all of your heart. Keep your promises and tell the truth all the time. Speak words that are kind. Give tzedakah and help those in need. Keep Shabbat. Honor parents and teachers. Learn and study. We praise you, our God. You gave us your Torah. We promise to follow your commandments and to make the Torah an important part of our lives. The Shema from our Torah reminds us that God connects all living things, and we are very grateful for the joys and blessings that life brings our way. Shema on page 12.
Shema
Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kivod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed.
You may be seated. Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, bechol levavcha uvechol nafshecha uvechol meodecha. Ve'hayu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, al levavecha. Ve'shinan tam levanecha v'dibar tabam, beshivtecha beveitecha uvlechtecha v'aderech, Uvshoch b'cha uvkumecha, ukshartam l'ot al yadecha, v'hayu l'totafot b'einenecha, uchtavtam al mezuzot b'etecha, uvisharecha. Tizkeru v'asitem et kol mitzvotai, v'item kedoshim l'elohechem, ani Adonai Elohechem, Asher hodseti etchem me'eretz Mitzrayim, lihiyot lachem l'Elohim, ani Adonai Elohechem. So on page 14, we have Micha Mocha, our people's song, going back to the Torah of freedom, of escape from all kinds of oppression. So I am going to call up our fourth graders to walk up here very nicely and politely up the ramps. I have the words out. You're gonna kind of spread out. I got the words all over here. Now I will introduce that. Our fourth graders have not, you can also come here. Our fourth graders have not yet started tefillah, which is our Hebrew school service, and they will start that in September. So hopefully you'll be familiar with this. How this goes is, those of you on this side, you're going to start with Nora Tehillot, and over in this side, we're going to do Osefela, and it's not very hard. You'll figure it out. Micha Mocha, page 14. Good job. They are ready for fifth grade tefillah already.
We continue reading together on the top of page 15. Allow us, Adonai our God, to lie down in peace and to rise up in peace. Protect us as we enter and as we leave with your peace, now and forever. And now we continue with the Vishamru. For those of you that are guests, TBS has a wonderful tradition brought from some of our high school kids. We try to do the Vishamru with our whole bodies. So when we come to et in the chorus, sometimes you'll see people stand up. Sometimes you'll see people change places. Sometimes you will see members of our religious school walk slowly and nicely and not run and hit their heads on the pole and come up and switch places with the rabbi. Did I say that well enough? Okay, good. Walking slow, not hitting heads. The helmets don't get here till next week. We join in Vishamru. Everybody managed to do it without knocking over the poles this week. We continue now with the tefillah on page 16. For those who are able, please rise. Baruch ata Adonai, Eloheinu melech ha'eloheinu v'imotenu, Elohei Avraham, Elohei Yitzhak, v'Elohei Yaakov, Elohei Sarah, Elohei Rivka, Elohei Rachel, v'Elohei Leah, Ha'el Hagadol Hagibor v'Hanora, El Elyon, Gomel Hasadim Tovim, Vekone Ako, Vizoher Haste Avot Vimahot, Ume Vi Geura Livne Venehem, Lamaan Shemo Beahava, Melech Ozer Umoshia Umagain, Baruch Ata Adonai, Magain Abraham Vezrat Sarah. together on the top of page 17. Me, my family, the Jewish people, and Torah, a tree of life, roots holding on to the past, branches reaching to the future, leaves lighting like children, growing and changing with the seasons, teaching peace, caring, sharing, tolerance, understanding, from parent to child, from generation to generation. We have come together to pray. Prayer is sharing and singing, reading in quiet moments. When we pray, we talk to God about the things that are most important to us, trying to be the best person we can be, or how we can make the world a better place. We can pray anywhere at any time, but this place, our temple, is special. When Jews gather together to pray, the place where we gather becomes holy. Holy means special and blessed by God. This place, our temple, is holy. Here in our temple, we pray that we can live holy lives, repairing our world, making peace, and always caring for others. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, who helps us to be holy as you are holy. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Tzavaot, Meloh Ha'aretz Kevodo. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole universe is filled with God's glory. Please be seated. We continue now in our service folders with Sim Shalom, the prayer which asks to bring peace, blessing, and kindness to all our world. Tuesday, when our fifth and sixth graders gather together for tefillah, in every service we include the Misha Berach, and members of the fifth and sixth grade share the names of their friends, their loved ones, people they know who are ill and in need of healing. Misha Berach, Imotenu v'Avotenu, our God and God of our ancestors, Sarah and Abraham, Rivka and Isaac, Leah, Rachel, and Jacob, as you've been with our ancestors, with all who are in need of your healing, Send them refuata nefesh, refuata guf, healing of body, mind, and spirit. May you be with them so they feel the light of your presence. Sustain their dear ones with your goodness and love, and guide all of those who take care of them to have skilled hands and understanding hearts. Baruch atah Adonai Rofeh HaCholim. Blessed are you, O God, who sends strength and healing to the ill. Amen. We continue with the Misha Berach on 24. Pause for our own thoughts and our own prayers.
Say shalom, shalom aleinu.
a folk tale, a Jewish folk tale from Greece. And I like it because you'll see that part of it is a little like the Purim story, but with an interesting twist. And I wanted a story that had to do with love and marriage, because one, we're celebrating marriage tonight. Two, our fourth graders, under the leadership of their teachers, Mrs. Saul and Ms. Kaufman, their big project at the end of the year is performing a real wedding, which is very exciting, so it's appropriate for the fourth graders. And this is a night of simchas, so why not? And the story is called The King's Daughter and the Choice of Her Heart. So once, in a kingdom far away, there was a king and his wise daughter, and his beautiful, wise and beautiful daughter. "Daughter, it's time for you to marry. This kingdom is a lot of work, and you will need a partner so the two of you can rule together. You have been blessed with a wise brain, a beautiful face, and a good heart. You could have your choice of any man in the world."
"Father, I agree. I would like to have a partner. So, this is how I am going to choose my husband. I will have all the eligible men of the kingdom parade before me. And whenever I see somebody who makes my heart flutter, he will be my choice."
"Good idea, daughter. We will be on it at once. Servants, please go spread the word."
"Hear ye,
hear ye."
Casting call for the prince of the kingdom. So all eligible men, please put on your finery and come to the castle as soon as possible. Well, there was much excitement. Wow! Wow! They were so excited. And they all started parading for the princess to see. And she was ready to give the signal when someone caught her heart. It's a tough choice. Well, let's see what we got. Oh, she chose somebody, and everyone, the other people were disappointed, but everyone was all excited, and they were ready to go home. But she said, "No, every single one must parade by me, and just no one can leave until they're done." So here we go. This one's very happy. And, oh, okay, well, there were two, and there were still more men to come. "Let the eligible bachelors parade by." Looks a little like her dad, but that's how it goes. Okay. Well, princess, you have three different men here, and which one of them are you going to marry? Well, she looked at all of them, and they were all so attractive, and she talked to them a little bit, and
thought, oh, they're so interesting. Father, I am going to marry all three of them. What? Three husbands? Have you lost your head, daughter? That is not possible. We don't do that here. You really just need to choose one. So the princess thought, how will I decide? And then she came up with a plan. I am going to give each of you a bag of gelt, with which you are going to buy, here you go, with which you are going to buy something in that faraway land and bring it back, and from that I will make my decision. Well, interesting plan. So the ship was ready to take them and their bags of gelt. And there we go. What? Gelt overboard. Oh no. Okay. Luckily, they had taken Dramamine with them. Okay, here they are. And they get out and they say, okay, we're going to scatter and we're going to find our stuff. Okay, so each of them took their bag of gelt. So, number one had his bag of gelt and he was looking at something to buy when he came across a storekeeper who was selling this very unusual looking mirror. And how much is this? It is your entire bag of gelt. What? But I don't understand why this mirror is so much. Because it is a magic mirror. If you put your hand on it and you tell it somewhere or something, you will see it in the mirror. Well, that is quite a special gift. I will buy it. Here you go, sir. Good doing business. And so he had his gift. Number two looked and looked with his gelt, and he came across someone selling rugs, and they were all kind of nice looking. And then he saw this one, and he said, huh, very interesting. How much is that one? Well, it is pretty much that bag of gelt. But why is it so much? I don't understand. Well, because this is a special carpet. You can go on it, tell it somewhere, it will take you there in seconds. That sounds like a great gift. Here you go. Thanks. And number three was looking and looking. Where's his gelt? There's his gelt. And he came across a fruit and vegetable stand. And he was looking at all the fruits and vegetables. They looked very scrumptious. And then he saw this apple juice bag. Said, huh, how much is that apple juice bag? It looks very scrumptious. Well, it'll cost you all that gelt you have. What? For an apple juice bag? Why is that? Because this is no ordinary apple juice bag. If you drink from this apple juice bag, anyone who drinks from it will be healed instantly of anything that is wrong with them. Well, that seems like a good thing to have. Here you go. Thank you, sir. Okay, so they all came back together again and showed each other the gifts. Interesting. But each of them secretly thought, well, mine is definitely the best, so I don't have to worry. Oh, wait, how did you get in there? Okay. Mine is definitely the best, so I don't have to worry about this. But they said, huh, well, what should we do? Hey, how about we look in my mirror and see what is going on with the princess? Good idea, let's see. So he put his hand to the mirror, but they were really shocked by what they saw. The princess had gotten very sick, and she was lying in bed looking deathly ill.
Oh no! What should we do?
I think we should go see her, and if we get on my rug, we can be there in seconds.
Okay.
That's better than that ship. I hope it's less turbulent. And on the rug they went. And suddenly they were there, and everyone was gathered around the princess. Oh, wait, I forgot something. Wait, I must go back. They were all so worried. Oh no, what's going on? But number three had an idea. He took his special apple juice bag. Everyone looked at him very strangely. She's going to choke. What are you doing? She was totally better. It was amazing. The apple juice worked. So, well, now I can choose my husband. So what do you all have to say for yourselves? Well, I got something that we needed to see that you were sick. If I didn't have that mirror, we would have never known you were sick. But I got us here with my magic carpet. I could be by your side in seconds. Whoops. I am a gymnast as well. So, princess, I got the juice bag because I know how important healing is in this world. And when I saw you sick, it almost broke my heart. I was glad I could do something to make you well. Ah, well, princess thought and thought and thought. What should she do? Well, you are all really great catches. I feel like I'm in love with all of you. But bachelor number three, you prove that you have a good head, a good heart, and good hands to do gemilut chasadim, good deeds. Will you accept this rose and be my husband? This part is dedicated to Mara Serge. Yes, I will. And they lived happily ever after. Okay. Clean up a little. Whoops. Okay, what's coming next? Coming next is Alenu, which is on page 25. Please rise.
Thank you. may be seated.
Page 27. When I die, give what's left of me away to children and old men who wait to die. And if you need to cry, cry for your brother walking the street beside you. And when you need me, put your arms around anyone and give them what you need to give me. I want to leave you something, something that is better than words or sounds. Look for me in the people I've known or loved. And if you cannot give me away, at least let me live in your eyes and not in your mind. You can love me best by letting hands touch hands and by letting go of children who need to be free. Love doesn't die, people do. So when all that's left of me is love, give me away. On this Shabbat, we remember fondly our members who have died over the past year. Betty Davison, Donna Courtney, Mark Langstein. We mourn the losses in the last 30 days for our members. Melvin Rotman, father of Jeff Rotman. Rhonda Carter, friend of Rebecca Copeland. David Dietz, friend of Sharon Jenser. Shirley Singer, mother of Ed Gelman. Laura Litt Ehrlich, mother of David Litt. Claire Muntner Rose, aunt of Mindy Panzer. Terry Brohan, cousin of Leslie Disler. And we remember our beloved members this week, Elsie Golden, mother of Richard Golden, and Lieutenant Colonel Gene Hutchison. And we remember loved ones of our congregants whose yard sites fall this week. Bernard Dwar, Frank Rudnick, and on this, her first yard site, Patricia Weissman. Our thoughts are with you on this anniversary. Leo Small, Michael Small, Milton Venezky, Aaron Brown, David Cohen, Rosalyn Margulis, Boris Novikov, Madeline Peleus, Sheila Shames, Paul Warshaw, Ella Warshaw, Irving Warshaw, C. Wexler, Joe Berlin, Marie Jennings, Howard Jennings, Richard Dietrich, Larry Paglier, Rabbi Lynn Landsberg, Iris Wallach, Dr. Richard Miller, Elaine Reed, Sadie Bernstein, Sandra Hartman, Howard Siegel, Shirley Mall Rosner, Alexander Yetson, Geraldine Drasnin, Doris Metkovic, Rabbi Ben Romer, Pamela Barker, Esther Reisman, Milton Shapiro, Harry Silber, Irving Sklar, Leonard Nimoy. Together as a congregation, we honor all of their memories as we together recite Kaddish on page 28. Yitgadal v'yitkadash shmei Rabbah, b'alma divarach rutei v'yamlich malchutei, b'chayechon uv'yomechon uv'chaye d'chol Beit Yisrael, ba'agala uvizman kariv imru amen. Yehe shmei Rabbah mevarach la'alam olmei almaya, yitbarach v'yishtabach v'yitpa'ar v'yitromam v'yitnasei, V'yatadar, v'yatalev, v'yatalal, shmei d'kutsha berichu. Le'ela min kol berchata v'shirata, tushbechata v'nechemata, damiran b'alma v'imru, amen. Yehe shlama rabba min shemaya, v'chayim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen. O se shalom b'mromav, hu ya'ase shalom. Aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, v'imru, amen.
V'imru, 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 amen. V'imru, 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 amen.
You may be seated. We move from this sacred prayer of memory to focusing on the joys and blessings that are part of our lives on this Shabbat. And first comes children's birthday blessings. Anyone who is under bar bat mitzvah age, whose birthday is this month, come on forward.
And let me invite a few of our high school students to come up. Oh, we got everybody. Okay, good. All right. Everybody stand together. Let's see. I'd like you to share your name and how old you are going to be and when your birthday is going to be. Okay.
My name is Max. I'm turning 10, and my birthday is March 7th.
My name is Audrey, and I'm turning 7.
My name is Connor. I'm turning 13, and my birthday is March 18th.
And when's your bar mitzvah?
March 16th.
I'm Jonathan. I'm turning 13. My birthday is March 18th.
When's your bar mitzvah?
March 23rd.
My name is Zev. I'm turning 11, and my birthday is today.
When's your bar mitzvah? No, okay.
My name's Alex. I'm turning 9, and my birthday is March 21st.
And Zev, happy birthday today.
My name's Demi. My birthday is March 12th, and I'm turning 10.
My name is Sarah. My birthday is March 15th, and I'm turning 12.
So we offer you all this blessing. We pray that you all have wonderful birthday celebrations, that you have a great birthday party with your friends and your families and all of the kinds of really good things that you like to eat. We pray that this is a year of adventures for you. If you do sports, that you have a wonderful time with your teams, and that you play well. And if you do art, that you find new things to draw. And whatever are the things that you most like to do, that you find new adventures with each of them. We pray that you have a wonderful time in school and that you make new friends. And we pray that you always reach out to other people and do acts of gemilut chasadim, acts of kindness. We pray that you have wonderful friends and that
share great times with your family. And please, if everyone will join me in the Shehecheyanu, Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, Shehecheyanu v'kiyamanu v'higianu lazman hazeh. Amen. And you get your choice of a frisbee or a slinky. These are for children.
They are TBS slinkies. That even more special. So as they make this very big decision tonight, slinky or frisbee, I'd like to explain what an ufruf is, because you may not be familiar with that term. Ufruf is not Hebrew, it's Yiddish, and it basically means to come up, because it is a Jewish tradition for a couple before their wedding to come up to the bima and receive a blessing. So I would like to call upon Stuart and Jana. And there is some candy that will be given to some adults, and when I give the signal, you may gently toss the candies forward. That is the candy rule, but we're not quite ready for that yet. So, come on over. How exciting. So, I did start by saying that Stuart has spent a lot of years in this building, and he is blessed, either fortunately or unfortunately, with a with a rabbi growing up who saves everything. This
good
is
night, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Stuart Hinman file. It's not even the Hinman family. It's just Stuart. So I will not embarrass you. I have chosen there's nothing really embarrassing in here, actually, but these are some, you know, your future family members may wonder, you know, who is this man who is coming into our family? So from his bar mitzvah preparation sheet, they were asked to complete this sentence. When I think of bar mitzvah, I think of manhood and responsibility. It's pretty mature for a 12-year-old, I think. At our bar mitzvah, I would like my friends to respect my religion. Yeah, this one is very touching. At my bar mitzvah, I hope the rabbi will bless me with all her heart. I know, that's like a tissue Kleenex time. And he also said he hopes the congregation will sing on key. So we're doing pretty well tonight. So I don't know if that's still an issue for you, but I think we have passed. Now we move on to Stuart's confirmation. Yeah.
The greatest hits.
If you give a Jew a bagel was your year's theme. And a statement that Stuart, I know a whole story bar and bat mitzvah wise that I'm not going to share, so I know Alex is in your class. Stuart's thoughts on his confirmation. 11 years of Jewish education have led me to today, standing here on this bima, with my family, my temple family, my friends sitting out there watching me. I have learned many things, but the one thing I will remember is that you should be proud to be a Jew. You should always be proud of your Judaism and never hide it. And I think he passes the, you know, good son-in-law test for those out there who are wondering. And I did write these are copies. I did not mark up your original. Your originals are safe.
So how appropriate that on this very Bima, where you had much of your Jewish journey in your youth, you now continue your Jewish journey as you and Jana move forward to create a new Jewish home and a new Jewish family. I do not have a Jana file, but maybe there is one somewhere, but I know that in that Jana file is also thoughts that are earnest and caring and statements that made it make it clear how much being Jewish is important to you and that you look forward to living a life of good Jewish values, which is something your bat mitzvah self would be very proud of. It is a pleasure to have spent time with both of you over the past few months and, you know, as you begin your married life. And I know you are very caring and good-hearted people who want to move ahead with honesty and integrity. And as you both said, you are better together than apart. And with that sentiment and that feeling and that commitment, you are starting a wonderful Jewish life together for many, many years ahead, many healthy years ahead. Nishaberach avoteinu v'imoteinu, Avraham Yitzhak v'Yaakov, Sarah Rivka Rachel v'Lea, Hu yivarech et hechatan v'hakala. May God, who bless the men and women of Israel and every generation, bless Stuart and Jana. May God guide them on life's journey. May their marriage be a joy and a good example to all who know them. May they fashion a Jewish home worthy of praise, a secure and safe refuge, where they find tranquility during all their days together. May the love of this couple inspire and bless their family, their friends, and the community of Israel. And together we say, Amen. So, a blessing. Yivarechacha Adonai v'yishmerecha. May God keep and bless both of you with wonderful, healthy, happy, fulfilling lives ahead. Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'chunecha. May God's light shine on you, be gracious to you, and light your days and light your way. Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. May God grant you the gift of peace together, a peaceful home, peace within yourselves. And we all wish you mazel tov. So before anything is tossed, I am going to move out of the way. And remember, gentle. And as the candy is tossed, representing, of course, a sweet life ahead, we will sing for them Simon Tov U'Mazel Tov.
Think high-pitched softball, not baseball.
Simon Tov, Mazel Tov, U'Mazel Tov, U'Simon Tov, Simon Tov, U'Mazel Tov, U'Mazel Tov, U'Simon Tov. Simon Tov, U'Mazel Tov, U'Mazel Tov, U'Simon Tov, Yehelanu, Mazel Tov. Children may come up and help clean the bima. Anyone under bar and bat mitzvah age?
Only take two.
Oh, Yisrael, Yehelanu, Yehelanu, Ulechol Yisrael. Can you bring the challah?
Did everybody get some?
Okay. This is a busy night of simcha, so parents, we're getting them all sugared up for you to take them home. More at the oneg, more to come. Woo! So in a moment, it will be my honor to call to the bima. Have a seat, everybody. Okay, guys, go sit down, please. In a moment, it will be my honor to call up to the Bima to lead us in Kiddush, our bar mitzvah of the weekend, Josh Barzilai. Josh maybe is not the loudest or most talkative of his seventh grade class, but Josh should never be underestimated. Underneath that quiet and calm exterior is a brain operating at top speed. Josh is a deep thinker. He is someone who, it is very clear to me, strives to do everything in his life with excellence. Josh not only has a quick mind, but a very good heart. It's my honor to call to the Bima to lead us in Kiddush, Josh Barzilai, and his delightful and also smart and, am I allowed to say cute, or is that not, are you too old? Okay, cute in a mature way, Elsa. So please come up. Kiddush is on page 29. Please rise.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, borei pri hagafen.
Amen.
Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, asher kichanu b'mitzvotav, v'ratzavanu, v'shabbat kadsho, v'achava uv'ratzon, hin hilanu, zikaron l'ma'ase v'reshit, ki hu yom techila, l'mikra e kodesh, zacher litziat mitzrayim.
Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz, we give thanks to God for bread. Our voices join in song together as our joyful prayer is said. Baruch ata Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam, hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz.
Please be seated. Thank you. Great job.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
I'm Neil Seiden, president of Temple B'nai Shalom. It's great to see everyone here tonight. Welcome to our family, our monthly family Shabbat service, and welcome fourth graders, and thanks so much for bringing your parents to Shabbat services tonight. Thank you all who helped make this service possible, our rabbis, ushers, greeters, oneg helpers, security watch, and most importantly you, our TBS members and guests. As always, please be sure to read the weekly email for the many events and happenings, a few highlights. This weekend, join us tomorrow evening, Saturday, March 2nd, at 7 p.m., as Rabbi Crystal and Janet Christensen will lead a healing Havdalah service, musical accompaniment by Sue Cohen, Patty Reed, and Susan Sandler. And in observance of this week's yard site for Leonard Nimoy, you will live longer and prosper more after you attend the LIFE event, that is Learning for Everyone event, Star Trek, Sci-Fi, and Judaism, presented by Frank Cohen. Frank, raise your hand there. If you have any questions, ask him later. It'll be a little early, Saturday morning, 8:45 to 10:15. I know it's early, but Frank's knowledge of Star Trek and Judaism will transport you to a different galaxy, and I'll be serving roasted tribble as snacks. On March 10th, Sisterhood sponsors a pop-up Judaica shop in the morning during the first session of religious school. The Sisterhood also will be sponsoring a Passover candy sale, and the proceeds will benefit the religious school. On March 17th in the evening at 7 p.m., join us for an evening with award-winning journalist Amir Thibon. He's Haaretz's D.C. journalist correspondent. This event is open to the public, so please bring your non-TBS friends. It should be quite an interesting evening. Purim is coming. It's our annual TBS spiel. Join in the fun March 23rd, Saturday night. Adult entertainment before and after the spiel. Before for the performers, after for the rest of us. The ending is still no surprise, but come and celebrate with the crew, with the cast, and come in costume. And to Mazel Tov, to Stuart and Jana, it was wonderful to see you back here. For the board members present tonight, I did have Stuart sign a release in triplicate, just in case. And finally, we welcome you to the front row, Josh Breslay and parents Peter, Melina, and Elsa, and your entire family and your entourage. It's great to see you here. Your TBS family wishes you a great bar mitzvah weekend, and all the best to family and friends who join you this weekend. Mazel tov. Wishing you a good weekend, a peaceful Shabbat, and a great next week. Shabbat shalom.
I'd like to invite the fourth grade to come up for our closing song on Shabbat.
Feel free to dance. So we're going to walk up. We're going to walk up nicely up the ramp and fill in. And I'm going to, everyone needs like four big steps forward. Yeah, there you go. If you run into something, you can stop. Okay. Forward.
Shabbat, Shabbat.
Please rise for the benediction. On Shabbat, we receive a neshama yeterah, a extra soul. May the joys that we have on this Shabbat, joys with fourth grade, joys of marriage blessing, joys of bar mitzvah, joys of being together as a community, continue to grow. May everyone have a double portion of blessing. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.